Hi, everybody. Welcome to Agent Insider. I'm your host, Andy Jewell. Thanks for joining me today. Today, I wanted to talk about some issues around liability. So specifically, I want to talk about dogs and dog bites. So it's something that a lot of people don't necessarily think about when they're getting a dog or getting a new puppy, but it is something that's super important. And so I wanted to just kind of talk about it just a little bit, kind of how that plays out. So first off, dog breeds. So you would want to make sure that you're kind of aware of this when you're out puppy shopping. Certain homeowners insurance policies have certain restrictions on different types of breeds. And I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of, arguing about whether or not they're just getting a bad rap because of media or whatever. I'm not the judge of what dogs are good and what dogs are bad. I'm just telling you, in general, there are some limitations on different policies. So before you start shopping for a puppy, you want to make sure that's not going to jeopardize your homeowner's insurance. And if it is, and you go, hey, but I really love this breed, so I want one anyways, then just make sure you do your due diligence, shop around a little bit, make sure you can get your homeowner's insurance in place with a carrier that's not going to have an issue with the breed that you want to buy before you just go buy the breed, because it could put you in an issue where you have a gap of insurance. So just up front, find that out. Make sure there's not going to be an issue with your carrier. The reason why that is important also, and why carriers even care about, why insurance companies care about what kind of dogs you have and what the breeds are, really comes down to liability issues. So a dog bite can be a traumatic experience both for the owner, but also specifically for the person who's being bitten, and can really drive up the cost of the insurance. So early on in my career, we had a customer that had a dog, and friendly dog. They'd had him for years. One of their friends had come over to visit them, and the friend got up out of the couch and leaned down to pet the dog. And he'd been there lots of times. The dog knew him. For whatever the reason, I don't know, the dog just jumped up and bit him on the face and ripped his lip down, causing some major damage to his face. The guy was not angry. He wasn't like mad at the homeowners. They were good friends. He's just not like, I'm going to sue you. He just went to the doctor, filled out the intake forms, had to have surgery on his lip, missed time from work. And so it got opened up into a homeowner's claim, and we had to do some reconstructive surgery. He wasn't worried about having a scar on his face. He's like, well, that's whatever. Makes me look tough. The settlement for that ended up still being $100,000. No lawyers are involved. This is just $100,000 in good faith. And this was 20 years ago. And I called the adjuster. I was like, that seems like a lot. $100,000, when nobody's suing anybody. And he's like, well, there's medical expenses, there's lost wages. Those things are just set. It is what it is. He said, then we had to give him something for a settlement. Otherwise, we're not protecting our customer properly, because on a liability claim, the reason why they offer you a settlement is in order to get that settlement, you're signing off saying, hey, I accept this settlement and I will never sue the other party for this claim because you're paying me this amount of money. And I accept that as a fair and reasonable settlement. So the insurance companies will always offer that, because then that closes the case and you are insured, our customer doesn't have to worry about being sued later. So it is something that's common practice. But anyways, the adjuster said, hey, $100,000, it sounds like a lot, but if that had been on a woman's in a face, or instead of a man's face, or if he'd hired a lawyer, it could have easily been $200,000-$300,000 for something pretty minor, because you have a scar on your face for the rest of your life. And that can create emotional trauma for people moving forward. So it's not like the dog was a bad dog or an unsafe dog. The dog owners were responsible, but just something happened in that moment and it created a liability issue that could have been significant if they didn't have the proper insurance in place. So I would recommend for sure that you carry insurance if you have a dog. If you don't own a home, get renter's insurance and make sure that you check with your carrier that you're not going to have a coverage gap or a coverage issue. inside of that, just in general, I'd also recommend High Limits. Like if you go normally, I'd carry, you know, maybe 300,000, go to 500,000 or a million, just because you don't know where it goes. You don't know what the damage could be. You don't know if a lawyer gets involved, you could be talking double or triple the cost. If it's was the a stranger who wants to take you to the cleaners versus a friend who's like, hey, it's no big deal. These things happen. So make sure you have a high liability limits. On that same token, like it's when we're talking about liability, personal liability, homeowners, renters liability. A lot of times people think, well, I just don't hang out with people and I don't do things that are dangerous and I don't hang out with people who are going to sue me. Like we're all good friends. And that might be true. Same instance as what happened here with the dog where the guy is not suing him. He didn't hire a lawyer. There was another one. There's an agent friend of mine. Their daughter had a graduation party and they had a pool and somebody had decided that it would be fun to set up a zip line from the second story balcony of the house to zip down and drop into the pool. Sounds like fun. I agree. Bad part. One of the girls, as she's going down the zip line, let's go too early. And instead of landing in the pool, landed on the pool deck or on the concrete, broke her pelvis, compressed her spine, like horrible 18-year-old girl. And you're like, man, that sucks. The parents are like, hey, the parents of the girl who let go too early. They're like, hey, this was not on you guys. This was our daughter's mistake and it sucks. But that's what happened. We have health insurance. We're not suing you. Same thing. We're not suing you. We're not taking you to the cleaners. They go to the hospital. You know, obviously they take her to the hospital. She has to have a bunch of surgery and rehab. Inside of that, whenever you have something happen, you're filling out an incident report for your intake into the hospital. That gets put into the records that go to the health insurance company who's paying out, you know, $200,000 or $300,000 for this girl's surgeries and rehab. The health insurance company, when they get that, they look at it and go, well, hey, this was actually happened at somebody's party in a pool. The premise was it was an unsafe environment because she was able to drop off and let go early. They don't have any waivers because who has waivers at a graduation party for a pool party with their daughter? And so as a result, the health insurance company comes back and sues the individual. And now they're kind of upset. They're like, hey, you told us you weren't suing us. And they're like, we're not. It's not us. But the health insurance company has the right to subrogate on your behalf if your injury is the result of somebody else's negligence. And so that if the health insurance company feels like, hey, we can recover this money back from the homeowner, they're going to do that. That's what happened with the dog bite. That's what happened here with the pool party. And if you don't have proper liability in place, you yourself are now fighting the lawyers of the health insurance company. Not a great place to be. Instead, the homeowners were able to just open a claim on their homeowner's insurance. They had adequate coverage. The home insurance defended them, said, hey, we're not accepting that they did anything wrong. We also don't want to take them to court because we probably lose in court. So we come up with a settlement and make it go away. They sign off. They can't sue the homeowners or the daughter for having this pool party. I wouldn't say everyone went away happy, but everyone went away with maintaining an intact financially without losing it all in court. So liability insurance, super important, something you have to think about when you're having people on your property, when you have a dog, when there's things that are happening that you can be held liable for that you wouldn't think you would be held liable for, and nobody's even suing you, but other insurance companies, health insurance companies can come in, subrogate and sue you on behalf of the person that got hurt, even if the person who got hurt doesn't want to sue you. So it is something to really think about. And I a lot of people are guilty of this. They do something and after the fact they go, oh no, it's still better to find out up front to make sure there's no gaps in your policy than to wait till later to figure that out. So I was thinking about this whole dog issue because it came up that somebody asked me, they said, hey, we live in a homeowners association and we have a dog park. If my friend comes over with their dog in the dog park, and that dog gets in a fight with another dog or bites somebody, whose insurance is going to respond. And I said, well, yeah, think about that for a minute. So ultimately, there's three layers of insurance in that. So things to be aware of, like the owner. So if you have your homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance policy and you take your dog somewhere, your liability for your home or renters follows you. So if your dog's out, you take your dog on a walk and your dog bites somebody, or you go to a dog park and the dog bites somebody, your homeowner's or renter's insurance would follow you as you do that. As long as you're not violating any contractual stuff where you, hey, didn't tell them that you had a certain breed of dog and they exclude that or something like that. So again, be upfront, honest with them about it. But the liability insurance would follow the owner. Then me as your friend who invited you over to my homeowners association dog park, my personal homeowners insurance or unit policy would also cover some liability because you were a guest at my property. And so I may have created the unsafe environment. And then lastly, you would have the homeowners association policy, which also may end up responding because it's their dog park. So there's multiple layers of insurance that would be there. The two that I would be concerned about as individuals would be me as the owner of the dog, making sure that I have insurance. And then me as the owner of the unit, when you're having people over to your place, you are opening yourself up to some liability, whether you recognize it or not. And it's important to make sure that you're maintaining proper liability insurance for yourself, because you don't want what you've worked hard for all your life to become the subject of a lawsuit where the lawyers are starting to analyze your assets and pick you apart and go, this is what I can get from you, instead of just saying, okay, we're going to deal with the insurance company and settle with them. So hopefully that's helpful. Love dogs. We have a dog. Make sure, though, you have the right insurance, that there's not going to be holes or gaps in your insurance as a dog owner. Pet insurance, separate video we could probably do about pet owner, like for health insurance for your pet. We talk about that and deep dive that a little bit. If that's something you guys are interested in, shoot me an email and let me know. Or if you have other questions around pets or insurance regarding pets, send me an email at theagentinsider@gmail.com. That's theagentinsider@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you guys have a great day. Till next time.